This is For Your Health, a production of SLU Care Physician Group, the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. Here's Melanie Cole.
The goal of sports medicine is to keep people active, and for some that means continuing to play basketball or hockey, and for others it can mean climbing up stairs or lifting objects to shoulder level. Specializing in both traumatic athletic injuries and chronic problems caused by overuse is the team of SLU Care Orthopedic Surgeons. My guest today is Dr. Scott Carr. He's an orthopedic surgeon who treats athletes of all ages and levels. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carr. Tell us a little bit about sports medicine as a department and a part of orthopedics. What does that mean for athletes that are injured or those trying to prevent injury?
Sure. So what sports medicine means is that we are physicians who treat a patient who's active. And for some, that's high school sports or college sports, whether that's the intramural level or the varsity level, it can mean a professional athlete. But often, most commonly, it means someone in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or even older, who is involved in sort of the weekend warrior activities, whether that's running, jogging, rowing, using a bicycle, races, lifting weights, playing softball, basketball, all those kind of activities. So that's who we treat. And, you know, they have certain patterns of injuries that are very typical. Obviously, we treat the entire patient no matter what the injury is, but there's certain patterns that usually involve things like injuries to ligaments and tendons, whether that's in the knee or the shoulder, that are extremely common. People who are sort of in that middle-aged weekend warrior category, early arthritis, especially of the knee or the shoulder, is very common. So we treat these injuries. And we can even treat other injuries that aren't orthopedic as well, you know, for those members of our team that aren't orthopedic as far as our practice goes.
And what do you see the most, Dr. Carr, when you see an athlete that's been, you know, maybe they were very good at their sport or, as you say, a weekend warrior? You know, there's been so much in the media lately about overuse injuries, chronic injuries, and what they can do cross-training-wise to avoid surgery.
Correct. There's a whole slew of overuse injuries, and those range from rotator cuff injuries in the shoulder to tendonitis in the knee and the hips. Tendonitis and overuse injuries to the ankle and foot are extremely common as well. So we see those a lot. And I agree with you. It's really important to do what's called cross-training, which basically means, now there's going to be exceptions, but it's not always good to do the same activity every day over and over again. What you want to do for a couple different reasons is mix that activity up. So that can mean like swimming one day and biking the next day and lifting weights three days later and then jogging a different day, as opposed to running every day of the week 5, 6, 7 miles, which can put the same repetitive stresses on the same joint. So, for example, if someone could develop tendonitis in the knee if all they're doing is running. And so the issue becomes twofold. One is the continued same stresses every workout from the same activity. And the other issue is by doing the same activity repetitively, an athlete or somebody runs the risk of neglecting other muscles that can help stabilize a joint or can help keep them more active in different ways. So by just running, a lot of times, for example, the core is neglected, and that can then affect posture and running and susceptibility to injury. It can, by just running only, you may neglect hip strengthening exercises, for example, or certain stretching aspects to the legs. And you get those by doing other activities like swimming, lifting weights, core, other types of workouts, and that can decrease the chance of injury.
So when people are thinking about all of these, you know, there's repetitive injuries and all that, sometimes, Dr. Carr, they do require surgery. Tell us a little bit about some of your sports medicine procedures, maybe for rotator cuff tears, a very common injury. Tell us what you do for them.
Sure. So, you know, rotator cuff is a very common overuse type injury. It comes from wearing down of the muscles that stabilize a shoulder over many years. And what happens is sometimes there can be a tear. So it's kind of like a rope rubbing on a sharp stone over and over and over again and wearing it thinner and thinner and thinner, and eventually part of it can break through. When that happens, what we as sports medicine physicians are very good at and specialize in is sort of minimally invasive surgeries, where we use relatively small incisions and cameras and stuff to do things with as little injury to the patient as possible, but yet we can go in and, for example, on the rotator cuff, repair that back with sutures to get someone on the road to recovery and get their rotator cuff healed.
Now, what about other things? And we haven't really talked about knees, and as we said, we could really talk about many of these things, but what do you feel are some of the most recent advances and exciting advances that you've got going in your sports medicine procedures there at Slew Care?
Sure. So some of the more cutting edge or newer advances we have, number one would involve injuries of the knee and our advanced treatment of ACL tears, where we do anatomic reconstructions. What that means is we've gotten much better in the last few years of being able to reconstruct a ligament in the knee exactly how it was before it was injured, versus in the past we've been hindered so by our techniques where it's close but not quite perfect. And then also another big one that's been coming up recently is minimally invasive surgery of the hip and hip arthroscopy, and that's something we've got a much better understanding of, and we're still evolving in that matter now, even as just as compared to a couple of years ago.
And what's involved in that? Why is that so exciting?
What it is, it's a very medical standpoint. It's a very complex topic involving the diameter, the geometry of the shape of the hips and the bones and the tissue, the soft tissue around it. And from the medical field itself, it's just beginning to understand that well enough. And then along with that, as we advance our minimally invasive arthroscopic techniques, we can then adapt those techniques to treat those never understood injuries in the hip. And that's what's really exciting.
And you, as people come to see you, they have access to the same specialists who are treating the St. Louis University Billikens, correct?
Correct. Our team treats athletes of all walks of life, and that includes, we are the physicians for the St. Louis University Billikens, and that includes all the Division I high-level athletes we have at the university campus.
And how does functional training and things come in as you're working with people that have had these injuries after the fact? Then what do they do to rehab?
So that's a great question, and what we do is we work very closely with our physical therapy and our rehab team in order to customize an athlete or a patient's either post-operative rehab or post-injury rehab to focus on strengthening what's been injured and then also strengthening the surrounding muscles to protect the injured tendon or muscle, whatever it may be, to decrease the chances of further injury. So that could involve doing core and hip strengthening to protect the knee, believe it or not. It can involve trunk and stabilization and back muscle strengthening to protect the shoulder. So that's sort of the gist of how we work closely with our rehab partners on those kind of injuries.
And Dr. Carr, in just the last minute and a half or so that we have left, tell us why people should come to see you when they're looking for sports medicine treatment at Slew Care, and also give your best advice for prevention of these injuries before they even happen.
Sure. So the best advice for prevention we sort of touched on involves cross-training, being smart, and sort of not going from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 3 days, but being gradual and really intelligent about designing your workout program so you're not doing the same thing over and over again and not doing too much all at once, but instead working up to it. As far as seeing us, you know, we're excited to treat athletes of all ages. We see the elite athletes. We see professional athletes. We see high-level collegiate athletes. We have a multidisciplinary team approach where we've got orthopedic surgeons. We've got primary care. Non-surgical physicians that can treat athletes for different reasons, like tendinopathies, like concussions, like other non-orthopedic injuries. We work closely with our athletic trainers and our physical therapy team to make sure our rehab and prevention strategies are comprehensive for any athlete, whether they've had an injury that needs surgery or not. So we're really excited and enthusiastic to treat the whole athlete in their entirety for whatever they come in to see us.
Thank you so much. You're listening to For Your Health with the physicians of St. Louis University, Slew Care Physician Group. Slew Care is the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. For more information, you can go to slewcare.edu. That's slucare.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.